Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
There's a whole section of published books called self-help books. Some of these resources have helpful information. Others, not so much. Some topics are habits, leadership, rest, self-care, and many more subjects. Interestingly, I happen to know a very effective book that covers the entire spectrum of your life, all topics. Further, it provides focus points to improve your character. First of all, let's talk about the original design of character. Character matters. Today's material focuses on how to improve character. The book I recommend provides action points. Frankly, these are much better than anything you find in the self-help books. They improve your character to be like Christ's. So what is this book? Huge surprise, it's the Bible. Let's start with the original designer of excellent character, God. Strategically, his design became viewable when Jesus became a person. You see Jesus, you see God. Said more eloquently from Scripture, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, from John 14, verse 9. Incidentally, since you are made in God's image, you have capacity for Christ's character. Plus, you have his life as a model. Thankfully, you also have the book I highly recommend, your Bible. When you walk closely with God, you also live effectively. You can accomplish your life purpose. Plus, you find fulfillment and joy. Also, you are empowered to improve your character. Well, how do you do that? How do you improve your character? Quality character doesn't just happen. It must be pursued and developed. Actually, it's a full-time pursuit, and it takes two things, discipline and resolve. Before we list 10 qualities that improve character, let's take a broad view of excellent character in general that includes several ideas. First of all, eternal principles. Aim for eternal principles. Essentially, they need to be qualities that will last. Matter of fact, as you put a fine point on them, these eternal principles literally improve your character. That's good news. When you invest time and energy into principles that last forever, you benefit. The next idea is buy-in. So you need to have buy-in on excellent character. Taking ownership means you partner with God by investing in your own life. At times, you may fail, perhaps even sin, but closing in on Christ-like character is an adventure and a worthwhile investment. Another idea we need to talk about in the broad view of excellent character in general is humble and honest. So, third, we need to be humble and honest as we work on improving character. If you fail, humbly admit it. Be honest rather than defend a failure while attempting to make it look like a success. And then finally, the last category is resolve. You do need resolve and discipline, of course, to pursue Christ-like character. After all, Jesus says it best. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. From Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, and Luke 21:33. So anytime you resolve to adopt what he endorses, you benefit. Life has many difficulties. Interestingly, these challenges provide training ground to develop excellent character. And actually, God wants you to nurture His character inside you. God has impeccable character. Remarkably, you can have His character increasingly, but that means resolve to pursue Christ above everything. In that process, you gain access to His secrets. It's hard to picture being like God, who you can't even see. Remarkably, folks who accept God's invitation into intimate relationship by faith actually begin to look more like Jesus every day. Well, now let's look at those 10 action points to improve your character. Notably, when God speaks into your life and you respond to Him, you get power to grow. However, each point you learn requires your actions. Thankfully, each is a practical and fairly easy point to practice. So now let's look at those 10 action points to improve character. And interestingly, each of these starts with a C. Point number one, conviction. God's Word puts a moral compass in front of you to provide direction for your life. Further, God's ways and principles define reality. His ways also help you know right from wrong. Incidentally, you are functioning with conviction when you follow God's moral compass. Conviction means realizing when you're wrong, identifying patterns not pleasing to God or helpful to you. It means speaking God's words over your own. And it means living consistently as a Jesus follower. You can be under conviction, or you can also live with conviction. Being a person of conviction keeps you from sin. It also makes you a good neighbor in your community and this world. Of course, being a person under conviction opens the door to cleansing, healing, and transformation. So, be a person of conviction. The second action point is confession. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Simultaneously, James 2 verse 18 says, "Show me your faith apart from works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Apparently, whatever you confess needs to be both verbal and nonverbal. By your words and actions, what are you confessing today? What changes need to take place to match your confessions with God's? And choosing confessions that please God makes you a person of credibility. So be a person of confession. The third action point is connection. Have you ever felt disconnected? That's not God's original design. He created people to be connected to Himself and to others. You're not an island. Actually, you need others, and conversely, others need you. Connection helps you partner up to be more aware and more effective. Most importantly, connection to God's Spirit and God's Word gives you keys for living an alive and active life. So be a person of connection. Fourth action step is companionship. We touched on companionship in the section Connection, but healthy companionship is more. This is a sharing of events, interests, responsibilities, and life. So carefully select companions. Remarkably, God wants to be your most intimate companion. What an honor! And subsequently, you find yourself becoming more like Jesus as you spend time in His company. Plus, it makes you a better companion to others. So be a person of companionship. Action point number 5, communication. How many conflicts or problems occur simply because of poor communication? Thankfully, this can be fixed. However, it takes thought, consideration, an open mind, and prayer. Good communication increases your character exponentially. Every time you engage excellent, or at least improved, communication, you increase your personal development. Others can depend on you. Also, trust grows between you and other parties. Clarity is one of the most valuable qualities of communication. So be a person of communication. Number 6 is commitment. How often have you started an endeavor, and the next thing you know, that pursuit has slipped off? Commitment is a critical quality needed for mature character. However, commitment requires resolve and discipline. There are those two words again. Don't you appreciate when your coworkers, your friends, and your family show commitment to endeavors and/or relationships that you have with them, to projects, to promises they've committed to? Actually, for lack of commitment, many people have lost their jobs, or their friends, even their family. So be a person of commitment. Action point number 7, you need comfort. And that's our next point, comfort. I do too. In fact, everyone does. This world is broken. Sadly, life can be quite painful at times. Truly, you end up in circumstances you never thought you'd be in. Often, you don't even know how to move forward. How should you address your undesirable circumstances? Remember, God says He's close to you in this place. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." Plus, He's promised to comfort you no matter what. Strategically, you can be a comfort to others as well. This helps our world grow in kindness instead of anger and retribution. So be a person willing to accept and give God's comfort. Action point number 8, creative living. Did you know being creative is also excellent character? Many discoveries and much progress has come from people simply being creative. Daily life looks more hopeful when you get creative. Plus, it's more fun. Creative living helps you nurture your own soul. Plus, it adds freshness to relationships. Interestingly, it also develops your character to look more like the creative God who created all things. So be a person of creativity. Number 9, courage. Too often, people live in fear. It's sad to see potential evaporate because of the paralyzing power of fear. Courage takes intentional engagement when you face a problem or risk. The danger may still be present, but courage propels you forward in the face of fear. Plus, courage marks you as a person of admirable character. People who live with courage are ordinary, just like you. Yet courage makes them extraordinary. So be a person of courage. And the final action step, number 10, is confidence. Have you watched confident people? They look, carry themselves, and function with a certain calm strength. That's confidence. You can have assurance in yourself even though you are not perfect. Why not cast your vote of confidence in what God can do in and through you? If you can't trust yourself, trust God. He will grow you. So be a person of confidence. Now let's look at the application thoughts and questions over this content. Actually, the thoughts and questions really are throughout the article, and that's your application, and I hope you'll take them to heart to improve your character. Let's just quickly review the 10 action points to improve character. They all start with C, so remember that helps you to bring them to mind. The first is conviction. To be a person under conviction and to live with conviction. The second is confession. Confession is not only verbal, it's also nonverbal. So match what you do with what you say. Connection. That is the thing that keeps you close to God and close to others and able to minister and help other people. Companionship is the fourth one. Basically, we said that we can offer to other people what God offers to us. And the more time we spend in God's company, the better we become as companions to other people. Then is number five, communication. Remember, good communication increases your character exponentially. Every time you improve or engage excellent communication, you increase your own personal development. Number six is commitment. When you start something, finish it. Don't let it slip off. Become a person who keeps your word and others can trust. Seven is comfort. You know and I know we need comfort in our lives because sometimes it's just really hard. God gives comfort and we can give comfort to others. Number eight is creative living. You know, add some fun, some spark. Get creative in how you live and even in how you solve problems. Number nine is courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is doing what needs to be done in the face of fear. And number 10 is confidence. You can look, carry yourself, and function with calm strength. I hope you will take these things to heart and work with me to improve character. Now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.